Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Center of the Universe. I'm Mufon Ron, your host for the next 2 minutes. My sidekick Blue Ship will join just in a second. Here's some things we're going to talk about tonight. Blue Ship wants to talk about, he wants to talk about his first ET encounter. Did realize it first. Also, maybe talking about Nuke and Hollow Earth. Also, ancient aliens and what the intelligence agents did back then. Or also, let's talk about maybe gray aliens and interdimensional war. All kinds of stuff. We only have 30 minutes. If you'd like to join the show, you can chat your questions, or you can also call in to 347-637-1980. That's 347-637-1980. Kyle, what are you going to talk about first? This ET encounter? That sounds great. What do you got?
The first ET encounter that I started to realize, because I'm having like these crazy-ass epiphanies where I'm now kind of lining up some life events or something like that, I guess is the way to put it. And then I'm going back into memory and I'm like looking at it, I'm like, okay, all these things that are out of place, what are they all about? And I realized that with the radio show, what I've done so far, what it means, where it's going, et cetera, et cetera. So, and what it meant at the same time. And one of the things that I did was like, okay, originally I wanted to tell people, so I would start with the history of the human race, right?
Right.
And I was, you know, doing like holistic health fairs and stuff like that, you know, because people are open-minded there and people's minds are ripped apart. So I decided, hey, well, I can mend the minds of men by telling them at least where the hell they came from. Whether they believe it or not, it's irrelevant. At least they're not going to flip out and, you know, and do crazy shit. So at those places. So anyway, I was doing one, and I was eating a chicken quesadilla, and you know, it was healthy. You know, it was all fresh stuff. You know, all you know, all real, local, whatever. And then there was this one young. She looked like she was like, I want to say Japanese, but not Japanese, not necessarily, but then again, at the same time, and this, I know this doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because, you know, because I said Japanese, but not, like, Oriental, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly can't say exactly what I would describe her as. She looked like a I don't know, like a 13, 14-year-old girl, basically. That's what I would put it at. And it was, she sat down at my table.
She had pretty facial features.
Huh?
Pretty facial features.
But like a little girl, or at least it looked like a little girl. I don't know. Could have been 3,000 years old, you know, for all I know. But but the point is that the point is that the girl was upset.
All right? Okay.
Really, really distraught and upset. And I thought it was, she was just like one of the local high school kids or something like that. And then I thought she was on her, you know, one of her little, you know, save the world rants or whatever, like, you know, the activism and all the shit that the younger ones are doing nowadays. They think that they're going off and they're saving the world with their little protests and stuff, but in reality, Norma didn't do anything. That's what I thought I was dealing with, okay?
So probably was the chicken quesadilla.
The problem was the chicken quesadilla, because it had chicken in it. All right?
Okay.
Otherwise, the chicken quesadilla is not an issue, but it had chicken in it. And
gotcha.
repeatedly said to me that couldn't believe, you know, I can't believe you all eat meat. I can't believe you eat meat.
You all.
Yeah,
wow.
I can't believe you all. I can't believe you eat meat.
What'd you say?
Well, I figured that she was, like, commenting on the story in my presentation that I was giving her. And
okay.
And I'm like, well, okay. So I figured I'd explain our origins to her because the way we were behaving was apparently unacceptable to this little girl. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, I know it's not necessarily acceptable to have huge ass cattle, you know, convergence centers where they can't even slaughter them quick enough, you know. I mean, that's pretty insane because we're pretty efficient at killing here on planet
yeah.
Earth. But,
right.
So I'm like, well, we can't just make this transition, you know, today. I mean, at quickest, I mean, it would take at least 3 months to wean people off meat who are on a meat diet. Or their body would go into crazy-ass shock because of all the modifications and stuff that have happened to our food supply. But I was trying to explain to her, hey, we can't just do it that quick.
Yeah.
And it was like it was not tolerable. Like
what
I was
telling
her.
Yeah, it wouldn't be enough food.
And anyway, but the point is that I said that, and it turns out that, you know, this is obviously a being from another world or another reality, another dimension, whatever. And obviously, they don't eat meat, and it's not likely that many other beings do not eat meat as well. You know, and anyway, I think that the moral of this the story is that we do things here on planet Earth that are not generally acceptable in most other places, apparently, where there is civilization. Like, for example, like I tried to explain to you the other night, that the little gray aliens who come in my house and stuff, they're just kind of like watching me and what I'm doing. They're afraid of me.
Right.
And they're so sensitive, apparently, that they when you feel fear of what you're seeing and them, you are actually generating fear, okay? And you scare
mm-hmm.
them. Like, they're connected with their emotions. Just because
yeah.
they look like that doesn't mean that they're, you know, they're emotionless, you know. Emotions
mm-hmm.
are a vibratory thing, and people don't freaking realize it.
Hey, were you the one to tell me this somewhere else for a lot of reasons why the Greys are here? Because they need a very important source for them to survive, and that's the magnets.
No, I didn't say that, but I think I've heard what you're saying before, which is some of the gray aliens supposedly. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but then again, it does make some sense. There's only one other opinion I have in this. The Archons use the Greys to do their dirty work. And put off an image so that when aliens show up, everyone goes out and kills a gray alien or something like that. Okay. And then everyone just thinks gray aliens are doing it to us, or at least the idea is to get some of them to believe it. Then the other idea is to get, like I said, there's a campaign against reptilians. Make everyone attack the reptilians.
Right.
You know, because the reptilians are attacking us. So this just justifies all the little bits and pieces that everyone gets through the alternative media about aliens and whatnot, okay?
Right.
So what you don't understand is this is a higher form of war that is being conducted, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The action is done by the individual who doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And that, but the individual thinks it's independent, and it thinks it knows what's going on, it being us. Humans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of archontic warfare, okay?
Mm-hmm.
and you know, our general behaviors are not necessarily all kosher. Let's put it that way. And in a competitive society, these general behaviors that are not acceptable come out. And now I refer you to Alex Collier and his holographic society, and developing that.
There were some theories that the whole universe is a hologram.
Yeah, it is. It has to be. Or, not necessarily like a hologram on a disc or something like that, but...
You've heard that.
Toroidal, like the Taurus that they talk about in Thrive.
Wow.
You know, the movie Thrive, I mean, that's a better way of looking at it.
Mm.
And then at least it keeps people focused on a reality of oneness with the possibility of perceiving it as a duality of two-ness. So...
Let me run this by you also. I was listening to something the other night and was going to run this by you. They said that in the 50s, they're like, okay, we realize that there are aliens out there. We just cannot come out and say there's aliens because it's going to freak everybody out. So what they decided to do was, and tell me if you've heard this theory, is that for like 7 or 8 years, they were going to have a seven-year cycle. And the way that they were going to slowly introduce us to the fact that there were aliens and extraterrestrials out there was through movies and film throughout the years. In the 50s, if you can see, you know, in the 50s, you can remember what alien movies were like for 7 years. And then the next 7 years, they kind of progressed to their... And they said it would take about 8 7-year cycles, and this was starting sometimes in the mid-50s, so their point being that within the next couple of years is going to be the revelation or the revealing of after 7 years of how many cycles that we'll gradually have acceptance and understanding of this culture. Have you heard that before?
Yes, and here's the thing. Although these cycles, and there are many of them that have been released, because these cycles actually reflect the star patterns and the star mappers' way of thinking. They have a hand in this, very much so. But let me point to you, 1956, I think is what it was. The thing from another... What?
I said, exactly,
1956. 1956 movie, The Thing from Another World. All right? 1982.
Right.
1982,
right.
The
Thing.
Yep. All right? 2011, The Thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Now I refer you back to our debut show, Macrobes.
That goes back to what we talked about before, yeah.
Macrobes. Okay, macros.
Yeah.
All right. To give you an idea, all right, because apparently I'm telling you that they copy us and are pure darkness and they shapeshift and stuff like that. Apparently it's not clicking with you what the fuck I have dealt with before. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? I refer you to The Thing, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And then I also would have you look at the movie Prometheus at the very beginning before when they had to go out there with a flamethrower and torch
the
crew member, zombies.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway. All right, that's what an archon is. That's what a macrobe is.
Yeah.
Okay, that is what we're dealing with, and they exist in the millions. There's some in almost every city on the planet, okay? It just, you know, the different size cities, there may be more of them. But, I mean, this is what you're dealing with, people, okay? So, and they're the ones on top. Everyone may say, they may think that they are, is the reptilians, the reptoids or whatever. All right, you may think that they're the ones in charge, all right, and the macrobes let them rule by proxy, but really the macrobes rule them all, okay? Because if the macrobes attack, all right, they're going to attack everyone, even their allies. And some of them, they may not even have to necessarily get involved because, you know, you'll have humans going after the gray aliens of every kind, not necessarily just the bad ones, because who the fuck knows what which is a good or a bad gray alien. Most people think all the aliens are great, and they're coming here like, you know, love them and shit, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of them are just here for entertainment. The ones that actually pretty much live here all want to burn you down.
Right.
Not just enslave you.
Show, we're at 11:15. We got 15 minutes left this evening. The number is 347-637-1980. We will be on two or three times this week. We're gradually getting back to 2 hours a night. As you can tell, we have a lot to talk about. Here are a few things that we'll be talking about the next few days. Time is speeding up to the point where we cannot remember measuring it. And we will not have to. Everybody has a timeline. Matter rearrangers, time splitters, 1, 2, 3, Metatron, a show on Portal Tech. A lot of stuff, interesting stuff coming up, folks. What I want to get into the next 15 minutes with Blue Shift tonight is how we should nuke Hollow Earth, and also ancient aliens and what the intelligence ages did. What do you want to talk about? What the intelligence ages did with the ancient aliens or nuking Hollow Earth? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got it a little bit mixed up. What we have, you know, basically been doing is whenever we're nuking something, okay?
Yeah.
Like I said, it rips apart the dimensions and stuff like that, okay?
Yeah.
Like I said, we live on a donut. Okay? We live on
right.
a donut, and the donut is essentially hollow. Okay? But you don't go to the Arctic Circle, so how the fuck do you know what the fuck the planet even looks like? You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Now, how do you even know? How do you know it's not hollow? All right? I mean, let me ask you that, like, in all seriousness, because Google Earth shows you, how do you... It's pictures all put together in a mosaic. And
right.
what do we know? I could Photoshop the entire planet myself and tell you that
yeah.
this is what the coastline looks like. You know,
yeah.
how do you know? Have you ever actually driven up and down the entire coast and mapped the degree changes in your vehicle as you've
Hell
done
no.
it?
Nope.
There are some people that have, and I've seen a very different map from what you normally think we see.
Yes, completely different.
Yeah, and I also have another fucking question. How can I, and with that, because I've actually been on the coast in certain areas that are normally impassable,
yeah.
how the fuck can there be water that goes up to a certain level in one area, but in another area it's down, and then when you check the sea level you're at, it doesn't match up with how high the sea level it actually is? Because your instrument's going to tell you, you know, what it's telling you again and again and again. But you walk over to another area, you look at it, and the water's going uphill.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then you walk forward, you're still standing at sea level. That shit ain't fucking right. All right?
Nope.
There's a lot of
yeah.
crazy shit happening on this planet, and people
yeah.
aren't paying attention to it. Because you're always focused on the road ahead. Literally, the physical road.
Yeah, we're not
getting sidewalk.
Anything.
Well, it's not that you're not getting told, you're just not fucking noticing.
Well, you're not getting told as far as I'm trying to notice stuff. Like, I was upset with Space, you know, spaceweather.com, I go to every day. It says everybody's been talking about all these fireballs. We were over 100 last night, 50-something today. It shows you maps and everything. I check the near asteroid counts every day. Every day I check it. It's interesting. Well, come to find out, I check it today. In December 11th, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 near potentially hazardous asteroids. One, a 0.02 LD distance, which is pretty close, check it every day. It wasn't even posted till today. So, guess what, folks? You will never know the answers to many things. So, just deal with it, I guess. Or search for other ways of getting information, but I was pretty disappointed with spaceweather.com because they're really pretty accurate with their information, but just goes to show you, you're not going to ever find out everything. But there's nothing wrong with digging.
Yeah, and I highly recommend it for your own good. And if not for your own good, you won't have much of anything left to give a shit about. All right, let's move on to, now we've covered ICON, the intelligence community. So we'll see what the fuck they did. Okay. So I got ARCON. So I got a problem. It's ARCON. Okay. And I'm getting help from, you know, different kinds of beings. All right. And they're all kind of working together to help me out a little bit. All right.
Good.
And, you know, at least as much as they would. And then, then the issue became a little bit more intense, and then, you know, I needed a little bit of help, okay? Well, as bumbling and clumsy as these guys are for all their fucking wondrous knowledge, all right, being in the intelligence community, they fucking flew over my house repeatedly with a helicopter, and blue and green and red flashing lights.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's fucking wonderful if you think you're going to communicate with E.T. With blue and red flashing lights. you know what? Let me tell you something, guys. They fucking speak English better than I. And... you know, if they wanted to talk to you, they would. Don't try to talk to them anymore. They don't like you, all right? You cause problems like this. And as the Archons are running around our towns and cities worldwide looking for what ET's doing, now they have a way to triangulate the positions. That is a fucking bad thing you did. You know what? You started some shit with some of the ETs that are around me and interdimensional beings and whatever the hell else these other things are, you know, they're looking at you and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And, you know, whether you want to help or not, or just get what you came to get, you know, you guys are making friends, you know, you're making friends with the wrong kinds of people, and that's why you always have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, there are ones that just join the fucking with you party because that's the thing to do, because this is entertainment.
Yeah.
The show is our final battle. That's what it is, all right? Not whatever the fuck you're doing on the side. You guys have been screwing around with what you're doing here and your increase in chemtrails in my general fucking area. You're making some nasty gestures towards the top of the totem pole here, all right? Some of them are looking at me right now, and they're looking at what you're doing, and, you know, let's put it this way. I don't want to be unmade by super hot chicks from outer space. I'm just saying, you guys are fucking up bad. You know, but at the same time, I'm glad you guys are here. I know that no one else is going to fucking ever say that to you, ever. Because, you know, what the fuck am I going to do, once I get attacked by gray aliens? Because the Archons will sick them on me, you know, and that is a fact. And when they do, well, you know, I'm a soldier, I'll fucking kill them all, but... and then you can, you know, because I'm not that I can fucking fly it, but then there's going to be a damn spaceship in my fucking backyard. And so, you know, you guys can have it or whatever, if you're allowed to, that is. Because like I said, you guys have attracted the attention of the ones on top, the real ancient aliens. You know, they're in the military, we have a saying, the ADVON, the advanced party that comes ahead to look. And you guys are causing problems for them, and you guys really should not be doing that.
When you say you guys, who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about the intelligence communities, whoever the fuck, or whoever the fuck else is actually hanging around my town, you know, that's from planet Earth, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're fucking with the Hollow Earth people, you're fucking with, you know, the various different ETs. You realize they're here to be entertained, not to be, not to be, I don't know, there's nothing here of value. There's only problems because of the Archons.
They're making some mistakes, huh?
They're making some serious mistakes, as of late. You know, it's, chemtrails don't make the Archons go away. You know, I mean, you know, this is not a You guys are pushing the limits, making enemies with the people who made us. That is not fucking good.
What should we be doing?
For example, the whole desalinization station and then the pipeline from Texas to revitalize the aquifers and stuff, that should be your number one fucking priority.
No kidding.
Because at the very least, you'll be able to run power and water. Because of all those fucking welders and generators, Texas has got a great ability to secure, you know, for security and stuff. You know, I mean, you know how many fucking jobs that would create? That would create 2 million jobs, easy.
Well, somebody said, well, what would you do with all the salt? I think they're paying uses for the salt.
Yeah, there's, all right, well, here we go. All right, one, you can make Ormus out of it. And you have a fertilizer for all that farmland, which you've taken all the stuff out that's no good farmland anymore. Revitalize the farmland, till the dirt, and plant a rainforest there and leave it alone. All right? Move to and then train the population to do permaculture and shit or something like that, or at least they're focused on their own things. I mean, you know, the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and the National Infrastructure Protection Plan and the various different devices that surround that little group right there, you could make it mandatory that your government, you know, your local governments for disaster mitigation hands out seeds to every household in the zip code. You know, you guys can make it a law. So that the disaster mitigation will greatly reduce the loss of life, but yet you put in more more police controls rather than these other things. It's good to have seeds distributed that are not genetically modified. You guys have let Monsanto run out of fucking control. They are the enemy of humanity, and if you do not stop them, other various countries, whether they know about this or not, are going to do crazy shit. When shit goes down.
I think some do.
And
I don't think most Americans do. I think a lot of the farmers
are barely hanging on and they'd rather not go under. All the farmers are pretty much in fear or they are not somebody who's necessarily gonna help everyone else.
They've been harassed.
What's that?
The middle of Rice by Monsanto and other companies.
What about Monsanto? What about them?
Well, they threaten them with, you know, put them out of business if they find one yield of their product. You know, they were going to sue them, shut them down, and others. They got them. They're scared.
Well, like I said, you know, if the farmers feel that helpless. And stuff, maybe they shouldn't be farming, you know?
Yeah,
because
true.
You got important, you know, at the very least, if you can't protect your shit and you're supplying it for everyone else, then you're not really protecting everyone else. You're leaving them open to attack. All right? And it is a responsibility of the real American to step the fuck up.
All right. Now, of course, we'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to Center Universe. We have lots to talk about. Sorry, we're just doing 30 minutes. We'll be back off short this week, 2 hours a night, 3 nights a week. Thank you.